Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am your host, LaLisa J. Williams. Well, today, I tell you, what an awesome, fantastic day. Well, you have tuned in on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to speak to the host, because I am running a special today, the first caller will get a free copy of one of my books. And if you call in at 347-945-7991. And that's the promotional that we have for today. And all for the rest of the month of April, we are going to be giving away something special each and every time we do the show. So you don't want to miss it, because each week it will be a surprise. You won't know what the prize is. But let me tell you, it is only going to get better, because we are taking this show to a new dimension. And if you're on board, guess what? You get to go too. So I tell you, this is just the best time to be tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to call in, the call-in number, 347-945-7991. Well, I am so, so excited that you have decided to tune in to the show today. Now, just in case you did not get a chance to tune in live to the show, you can still have an opportunity to get a copy of the book. You can visit my website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or you can simply call me and leave a message at 888-714-7776. Now, I am absolutely the queen of transformations and empowerment and personal development. And that's why you saw the message that I had put out there on Facebook, where I talked about almost of the year we've been talking about how to live happy and whole in 2010. You know, 2010, you know, came in with a bang, because everyone knows that, you know, 10 is God's number for fulfillment, completement, wanting to complete some things. And so a lot of people, so when I say it came in with a bang, I'm talking about it came in with a serious, serious level, high, very high level of expectations. People were expecting God to do great and mighty things. And so with everyone's minds being focused on what God would do, it just ushered in such a powerful anointing and grace and move of God on many, many people's lives. So even when people did not realize it. And this show is just an example of how that happens. So we are just, you know, overly moving and moving in such a power and authority that God has given to us. And so we thank you for tuning into the show. And again, if you listen to the show outside of the Wednesday 8 o'clock hour, you know, listen to it via the archives on blogtalkradio.com/CoachLaLisa. But I tell you, you can give me a call. There are other events and opportunities that you can connect with me. I also have a life coaching business. This is a business that will coach you to reach your destiny and to achieve your goals. First and foremost, we will look at what you need in order to become who you really are. So I really, really encourage you to get a copy of the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. Because in that book, I line out a very easy, doable system that you can follow to do what you need to do. I mean, Les Brown, Zig Ziglar, all of the major motivational speakers, Dr. Dwayne Dwyer, these are individuals that I had gleaned things from for years and years, including one of my all-time top favorite motivational speakers, Barbara Branson Tye, who was my mother. You know, many people, you know, some people, their mothers were nurses, or their mothers were teachers, their mothers were preachers and all kinds of things. But my mother, LaLisa J. Williams, my mother was a motivational speaker, and she was the person who introduced me to Toastmasters when I was still yet in my late teens. And I saw her on, you know, many times at home. My mom would be preparing materials to do a workshop of some sort on her job. She was often called upon to train or to lead a workshop or seminar, and she also did that in church as well. So I, you know, a lot of times when we look at how did we get where we are, you know, look back at your parents, look back at what was going on in your household or your environment where you grew up, because, you know, as children, we're very, very, very impressionable. And, you know, sometimes it's utterly amazing how we turn out, because we don't always see the impression being made upon us. But I can guarantee you that if you look back, you will find it somewhere. And so sometimes when I try to go astray from being a motivational speaker, I'll try to do this, this, and that, I'll always end up coming back to it. And so, but you know, the word of God says, if you train up a child in the way it should go, when it's old, it won't depart therefrom. And so many of us use that as it relates to spiritual matters and the things of God. But I can guarantee you, it is also related to non-spiritual matters, because I was certainly have been brought up to be a motivational speaker, workshop leader, and trainer. And those are the things people call your gifts sometimes, and you pretty much do them, or talent, you pretty much do them pretty effortless. But I, and also to empower others. You know, I watched my mom as she worked for the IRS for over 20 years. I watched this woman constantly empower and encourage other women. And she did work mostly with women, though there were men there as well. She did work mostly with women, and she did a lot of encouraging and empowering these women to improve themselves, to grow themselves, and to be better. And so then she had the 7 children, and she did it all on all of us, because most of her children were high school dropouts. And now today, all of her children that are alive either hold an advanced degree, myself working on a PhD, almost finished. Another sister just began to work on her PhD, has 2 semesters in. And so here is a woman who not only talked the talk, but she walked the walk, because she was out there encouraging other people's children to finish high school, go to college, be the best you can be, while at the time, early on, her own children were dropping out of school, getting pregnant, out of wedlock, and things of that nature. Myself, a prostitute, and many other things. And so let me tell you, this is a woman who knew her stuff. So I just wanted to take the time on the show today to absolutely encourage people to be the best that they can be. That's really my role, not just here on Blog Talk Radio, but that is my role in life. That is the position that I have taken. And if you really want to live happy, whole, and free, you want to make sure you establish the position that you're taking. You know, it's like, you know, people say, I got to find my purpose. Well, today we know that finding your purpose, you know, is very closely related to, you know, becoming who you are. You know, your purpose is given to you by God. So a lot of people are, who have not yet found God, they're going to be looking for their purpose for a very, very long time. Because if you find God, he will show you your purpose. When you submit to him, and you submit your ways unto him, and he will show you your purpose. He will give you your destiny. And that's what happened for me. I submitted myself unto the Lord, and look at all that he has done for me. And the thing is, because he's no respecter of persons, you see, he will do the absolute same for you if you submit yourself unto the Lord. You see, he will give you your purpose. If you walk upright before him, he said there was no good thing would he behold from you. Now, look at this. Talk about being happy, whole, and free. What does that mean, though? Now, I said today I wanted to talk about my journey from GED to PhD. And even for those of you who maybe you did graduate high school, and so that's wonderful, that's great, we absolutely celebrate you. But this is the process. You have to, first of all, you have to start at the beginning. You know, a lot of people want to start in the middle. It's very hard to start anything in the middle. There's probably a few things you can start in the middle, but most things you have to absolutely start at the beginning. And so the first thing that you want to do is, if you're still in high school, this is the, and even for whatever grade you're in, whatever level of college you're at, but this is my journey, and I'm going to talk about the things I learned. So I started out, you know, grade school, not really caring about school. Then I got to high school and began to care even less about it, and my grades were failing, and I just wasn't there. I skipped a lot of classes. I even skipped school. There were many, many days I didn't even go to school. I would tell my mother that I was going to school. She thought I was going many times, and I wasn't. I guess she knew eventually when the report, I guess, you know, I was so stupid, I didn't think she would notice that the report card had on there the number of days we were in school. And my mother was busy working, trying to take care of her household. So, you know, I guess the best thing that she did for me was just to pray that while those days that I was not in the school building, that God would still protect me. And I thank God because he did just that. But here I am, skipping school, not going to school. So by the time I got in around the 11th to 12th grade, you know, school became more difficult. And then we transferred to another school, totally new school, that was probably about 60 to 70% white. And here I was, this African-American kid who already had poor grades, didn't have any study habits, didn't have any good test-taking habits, didn't have any good class participation habits. So guess what? That just made me an outcast in the classroom. So I eventually dropped out of that school. And just for the record, that was Mount Healthy High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. So we were actually living in Mount Healthy at the time. So I went on and I dropped out. Well, after dropping out of high school, oh, thank you. Just had to clear my throat there. So after dropping out, I just pretty much, you know, was, I went into a couple of the CETA programs. CETA stood for employment, the Employment and Training Act. Can't think of what the C stood for right now, but the CETA programs were everywhere. They were government funded. You would go and learn some kind of a skill. Possibly they could teach you a trade, but mostly you would go learn some kinds of skill and just see maybe what you were good. They did a lot of assessments on you. If you needed help with English and language and math, they would kind of build your skills up. So I went through a couple of those programs, graduated, but never really got a job out of it. So eventually, I found a business school, and I did enroll. It's called Betts Business College. That was in Cincinnati, Ohio, on the corner of 7th and Vine Street, right across the street from maybe Catacorner somewhere, from the Skyline Chili. For those of you Cincinnatians, you know exactly where I'm talking about. They had just opened a Wendy's about three doors down. So I went there and took up a course there called Clerk Types, and this is where they taught you shorthand and all that good stuff. So I did that. That was a 9-month program, but I still didn't have a GED. But, you know, they didn't ask, and I didn't tell. So I did the program 9 months. It was government-funded. The government paid for it. I graduated. Upon graduation, they would get you a job. They had gotten me a job at Cincinnati Time Recorder. Well, I took the job. I still didn't have a GED. But I had told them that, and at this time, I did tell them that I had a high school diploma. So while I was going there, I really, the whole time, I felt so guilty. Oh, my God, what if they find out that I don't have this high school diploma? And so I worked there a whole year, and eventually I got fired. I actually got fired from that job because I spent more time at the Palm Room, the Viking Club, and all these other bars in Cincinnati and clubs. And I you know, I was going to work late, you know, missing a lot of days at work. I would go to work and go to sleep. And actually, the HR person, I'll never forget it, I was only like maybe 18 going on 19, and the HR person was absolutely, they adored me, and they didn't want to fire me, but eventually they did fire me. So from there, I said, okay, you know what, I better go get this GED because, you know, that was so horrible working under that guise of, you know, people not knowing. So I did find a school, and plus my sister had also gone back to get her GED, and it was like, okay, I got to keep up with Beverly, you know. She was my pace setter at the time. She was my sister, even though she was younger. She was like a year and a half younger. So she had gone back to get her GED. So I ran, and I found this GED program. I signed up, and I got my GED. Then that was over. And then my sister had enrolled in college. Well, it never dawned on me to enroll in college. But I was like, okay, you know, I was doing a few things. And eventually I did go into the military, came out of the military after 2.5 years. I was signed up for 3 years, but, you know, you can get out like 6 months early. So I got out on my little honorable discharge, general discharge under honorable conditions. So I was like, whew, I, you know, squeaked through that. And that's a whole other story. I'll talk about that on another show. Today I wanted to talk about college. And so, you know, I was just kind of, you know, considered college because this sister of mine who had gone back, my pace setter. But, you know, I'm thinking in my mind, you know, college is probably not for me. I'm not the smartest, you know, bulb in the batch. Didn't do well when I was in high school, you know, so much so that I dropped out of school. But even while I was in school, I never got good grades. So I was like, you know, I can't do college. I just no way. So, meanwhile, I just want to encourage you, though, to think about what you did. Maybe you didn't do well in high school. Maybe you barely, like, for the GED. I passed the GED by 1 point. 1 point got me my GED. I was so, so excited when I took my GED and passed by 1 point. But I didn't care. I was just so happy that I passed. But what I want you to think about is think about how college, like, so for me, by the time I went back to college, it was 1990. Now, I dropped out of high school in 1973. I should have graduated in 74, but I dropped out in 73. Now, I go back to school 1990. That's what, 16 years later. So I want you to think about, number one, how it's absolutely never too late. But I also want you to sort of think about what a college degree, what you would do with a college degree. What would you do with that degree? Okay? And what would that degree mean for you if you were to get it? So for me, going back to school in 1990, after having been out of school and in touch with school for at least, you know, 15 years, I wanted to, first of all, do something that I had never did before. And since I had dropped out of school, first of all, I wanted to complete, you know, some form of education that was beyond what I had learned in Betts Business School and some other places. And then at the same time, I had thought that getting a college degree could help my career. So if you see how a college degree can help your career, or if you see how getting a college degree, you could help other people. So I had decided when I went back to college that, and then also I wanted to make a difference in my own life. I wanted to be, as a motivational speaker, I knew somehow that I was going to be involved with encouraging people. And so I thought that the degree would get me the credentials that I needed in order to speak to people. So in other words, if you have some sort of goal, some kind of motivation, that is what can sustain you when times get hard. So I wouldn't say just jump up and go and enroll in college, because what will happen if you do that without a purpose and, you know, without your why, so to speak, along the way, when you get frustrated, when you get tired, when, you know, the classes be, because the classes do eventually get harder as you go up in the levels. But every level that you're on, you're being prepared for the next level. So if you learn everything you can at the base level, when you go to the second level, you will be ready. And if you learn everything at the second level before moving on to the third level, you will be ready for the third level, and so on and so forth. That's why it's very hard to start in the middle. Because if you start, say, at the fifth level, in order to survive and thrive and at and excel at the fifth level, you would have to have knowledge from the first level, second, third, and fourth. So when you start at the bottom and then work your way up, it's very easy. But if you just try to jump ahead, now, you know, where are you going to pull the knowledge and information from that you were supposed to get at the first, second, and third level? That's why I absolutely would encourage, you know, people in high school, please, please focus all, if you're going to stay in school or in college, focus all your attention on your books and your learning. I mean, and I know there's a big pull to want to know all the latest music and, you know, every star, every entertainer, what they're doing, what they're singing, because that's what happened to me, and that's exactly how I flunked out of school and, you know, failed, and because I knew all of that, but I didn't know anything from the textbooks, and so therefore you have no foundation to stand on in school. So when you go back to college, make sure you have a why you're there. Either you're there to help your family and generations to come. Like for me, part of it was, you know, I have 23 nieces and nephews, and, you know, I need them to see a college graduate. I need my siblings, I'm the third oldest, and I said, you know what, so it wasn't just for me or about me. It was for them, and it was about them. And so when you know why you're there, then when the teachers get tough, when the semesters get hard, when there's 4 to 5 feet of snow on the ground, you can still trudge your way to school. Now, some of you, you're very blessed that you're going back to college in a time period where we have online classes, and I do encourage you to look into that. For those of you who have challenges with daycare, or you have elder care, or some reason that you can't leave your home, or you physically are not able, or emotionally or financially are not able to leave your house, I would definitely look into online education. And please email me info@lilisajwilliams.com, or you can call me and I will give you recommendations of some good online schools. I've actually taught at an online university. I teach now in a junior college, so I could give you some pointers and suggestions on what to do and what to look out for. Actually, I am going to, you know, hold some classes for people who, and I actually coach, you know, be that educational coach for people. I do life coaching anyway, and so I will absolutely coach people to completion of their degree, because I will be the first to tell you it is absolutely not the easiest thing to do, other than if you have a real life support system. And a lot of people, I see too many people dropping out. Like I said, I not only teach part-time at a junior college, but I used to work at the college full-time for 4 years. So I started out with an associate degree. So again, start small, build your way up. So I got my associate degree. I went full-time at night, and I worked during the day. I completed every class. I went from there to my bachelor's degree in political science. Same thing, I went full-time at night, some semesters part-time, worked full-time during the day, got my bachelor's, went into the master's degree program to get an MBA. Again, I went full-time on the weekends at first because the college that I attended, Fairleigh Dickinson, had a weekend program. And then I switched over because the goal, and then I went, you'd only need, I think it's 12 credits to be full-time. 6 credits is part-time. And when you're in the, and when you're in the graduate level, some credits are like 4 credits. Some classes are 4 credits. So after getting my MBA, studying business, because I said this way, if I don't want to work for someone, I'll start my own company. That was really my goal. I had no idea I was going to really do it, but that's what I was saying. So our words have power, so be very, very careful what you say, and your actions will lead you to your destiny. So here I was getting a business degree, and so now people see me doing all these different businesses, right, and they think I'm all over the place, and I pray for people, please don't speak that over my life, because I'm really not all over the place. I'm like the person that Jesus talked about in the New Testament, the person that the Gospels talk about that had many talents. But it's, I have a business degree. I have an MBA, and that's what they taught me, every principle you need to know about business. So, you know, my whole thing is, then why would I want to work for someone else if I can start a business from scratch? Or anybody can, really. So I'm an entrepreneur. That's what I am. And I've developed my entrepreneurial spirit over the past year even more. But I'm going to do it even a little bit greater for the rest of this year. But so, yeah, you can absolutely do anything you put your mind to. All you need to do is stay motivated, stay focused on what you're doing. Don't get caught up with what everybody is saying about you and around you unless they are supporting you. And I know it's hard to always support people because, you know, people are doing things that we can't fathom. So, and I have to watch that as well because I want to be able to support people. But as a coach, that's what we do. We support you. We help you reach your goal. We help you achieve your goal. And I went from my MBA. Once I graduated, I did look into a PhD program, which I enrolled in Capella University and began to work on my PhD in the education field. And the degree topic is training and performance improvement. So that's where I'm at now. I have 2 classes left to take before I start working on my dissertation. So I'm really, really excited about it. I hope that you got something out of the show today. Please email me or call me and let me know that you like the show. You can always email me. Well, that's it for today. We're out of time. I know it went so fast, but please get a copy of the book, Release Your Power. I will be doing seminars on public speaking, self-publishing, doing coaching on education, and I want to see you over the top, and I want to see you helping other people get over the top. We are going to change the way people think about themselves. It's been a blessing. It's been such a blessing to come to you each and every week, and I can't wait to when we're doing this each and every morning. God bless you. Have a powerful, powerful day, and we'll see you right back here next week on the Coach Lalisa Show.